True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg in for the morning shift. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll be saying that throughout the morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Thursday morning. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And that's what we do every weekend. It's Sam Greg and a happy Thanksgiving to all y'all up in Lawrenceville.
Happy Thanksgiving to the folks up in Lawrenceville. Do that, man.
And all, right? and more importantly, all, and we used to do this all the time. We got away from this. All the first responders that have to work today.
Oh, yeah, man.
All the people, everybody out there helping us.
Right.
Whether it's a hospital workers, whether you're out there, you know, driving around in a hero unit on the roads helping people, whatever it is.
Law enforcement, fire and rescue, all those people, you know.
Yeah.
They got to work today.
All them folks. Listen, you know where else has got to work today?
Is that?
Kroger.
Okay.
Kroger's open.
They're open.
Now, how many people are going to be running by there getting them last-minute things and then have an attitude because it ain't there? So where's your phrase, Sam? This is the phrase to remember. Put it someplace.
Even on a holiday, pack your patience, folks.
There you go.
You got to, you know, we're going to get it. We're going to get through today.
We're
going to get through today. We will get there.
Yeah. And it's one of Noelle, she will be joining us. We got a 4-hour show, man. It's been a minute since we've had a 4-hour show.
I know it.
Not only that, we've had back-to-back shows.
Right.
And I want to thank you and give you my just highest praise for you're here, first of all.
Yeah.
But people are now seeing you on TV again. And for a while, they didn't. And they just heard about it's kind of like when Tiger came back and he played Eastlake. And he won the Masters. All them people, them kids have been hearing about him, but, you know, they didn't see him. But now he comes back and he wins them two tournaments. That's like you right now. You're back on CBS.
Back. We're doing.
You're doing great, man.
We're over there having some fun.
And say hello to my girl Sharon.
We'll do that. We'll do that, man. She's having a great time over there.
But people are enjoying seeing you again. So I just wanted to take a second and throw that out there. All right, man. Listen, when we come in here, usually it's a weekend morning, and the first thing that we do is talk about our story of the week because we've been gone from like 4 or 5 days. Well, it's only been a couple days now. Well, it's been 4 days. There's some stuff that's happened since then. But I don't know if I have a full-blown
I think most people
story
can
of the
imagine
week.
What mine is already, and then we're going to dive into that some this morning. But
all right, well, then we'll just leave that at that. I tell you what, mine will be a shout-out to Mark Davis.
Okay.
Mark Davis, the owner of, and we did this without the thing. That's okay, Noelle. We're just going to get it because we got a lot of, see, I didn't want her to hit the sounder. The owner of the Raiders.
Okay.
Now say this out loud. The owner of a team, let's say it's Arthur Blank. He hosts, who are the Jets playing? The Falcons are playing the Jets, right?
Yep.
Let's say this game was here in Atlanta. It's going to be up there, but let's say it was here. Mm-hmm. And Arthur Blank hosted the father of the quarterback of the Jets in his box. That's what Jerry Jones did. I mean, that's what Mark Davis did when Cleveland played the Raiders last week. Deion came in from Colorado. Didn't have any. Cleveland didn't hook him up.
Okay.
So Mark Davis had Deion in his luxury box, the father of the opposing quarterback.
Yeah.
That's love. You know what I mean? I mean, it was just unique how that happened. Now, I understand it's extenuating circumstances. It's right. Deion Sanders. But still, when you say it out loud and you leave his name out of it, yeah, the owner of this team hosted the father of the team his team was playing in his luxury box.
Yep.
So that's mine. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah,
man.
That was cool. And the way the whole game came out and everything for you to do it. Was great.
Absolutely. All right, man. Yeah. Listen, we're in for the morning shift. Want to thank Bo and Mike and the greatest of all time. That's what I call her now.
Yeah.
Allie. Yeah. She's the greatest of all time. For letting us be in here. We're gonna be here for, you know, the 3 hours of their show.
And we promise we won't break anything.
Well, I ain't promising.
We're
gonna break into some stuff.
We're not gonna break anything because we want to be invited back. You come in places to do something. You say that's nice, back, right?
No, they not invite us back. They put us on the schedule. We gotta be back. Like we're hoping to be sleeping. There ain't no. Oh, we hope to come back. No, we gotta come back.
Yeah.
Sam right. and Greg, look, quick rundown of what we got going on. And Sam alluded to something that we are going to be talking about throughout the show here, and that'll be his story of the week. But you heard about the stuff that happened last week in high school football, Gainesville, Langston Hughes, and we're going to talk to some of the folks from those two programs. Join us. As a matter of fact, before we finish the 6 o'clock hour, we have Adam Lindsay.
Athletic director from Gainesville City Schools, and he's going to talk about the situation with the team because they're practicing today. Although the ruling has been made as far as that game not being played tomorrow night, both teams will have their practices this morning. I mean, we're going to talk with them about the situation, but also about the traditions at their school of practicing on Thanksgiving morning.
Right.
Because you got to be one of the best to still be playing Thanksgiving week. So that's something to celebrate in some communities that do it on an annual basis. They have different things that they do for the players because, you know, school's out, so they're practicing in the morning again.
Right.
Like they did back in early August before school started. So some
parent has got the job of or the school of making that meal for post practice.
That's it. You know what I mean? Because you know that's it. These guys are all there together, and you know they're going to practice, and then they have a little something for them to eat, probably, and just you know that they that's where they are. So that's very special time. We're going to talk with both he and then Coach Hines from out at and Langston Hughes coming up at 8 o'clock.
Also, we have not talked to this man in a while, Gabriel Stovall, Sports Rev.
Yep. Yep.
And he's still out enjoying Augusta.
In Augusta, but still pastoring his church in Covington. And so, you know, he's just moving back and forth. But just I talked with him for a good little while yesterday, man. Just excited and pleased and happy about how things are progressing, you know, for him and all that he's doing. But he's excited to be on with us, too, because he hadn't been on with us.
Yeah.
So he's looking forward to having him.
Missing him on that. Now, our little cousin Terrell Thomas will be joining us talking about the Hawks. We got Joe Patrick getting a set for the Falcons Jets and some other stuff that we hadn't even thought of yet. We're just going to have some fun because it's Thanksgiving morning. Ain't no telling what is going to happen around the corner. If you guys listen to us on the weekends, you know that there's a lot of insignificant information, things you didn't know about, stuff that happened on this day that we give you. Just that, like, you're going to sit at the table today, you're going to have some folks around, and you never know what might come up. And then here
we
are.
You really don't.
We're going to give you a nugget.
And you wonder about, you know, do we invite these folks back over next year because some stuff came up.
Now that's where you want to get invited back to.
Some stuff come up at the table that we won't have. And then, of course, there are people who somebody hadn't felt like going through the meal preparation or whatever, and they're going to have to go to a place to eat, and there are places that are open today.
We'll mention
a few of them as we go along. I know what your favorite is.
Yeah, well, it used to be.
But I know there's a few. Places.
And
there's more than a few places.
No, there's a lot of places open.
That open today, right?
But what about you personally, and a fried turkey?
How
you feel about it?
I'm fine with it. I don't have to have it. Some people, you know,
I got to have it now.
But I think it's good. I think
it's like sitting in first class. Once you do it, you got to be there all the time. And there's places that make them. You can go pick them up. But you've never attempted to make one? Because you hear these great stories about
great
things blowing up.
Oh, yeah, man. I've not ventured down that path yet to try that. the turkey fryer and sit it out there. And, you know.
Now, here's another thing. It's a part of Thanksgiving. And I wonder if it is still as big as it once was. And it probably isn't. When's the last time you had a chance, when you weren't working, to check out the Macy's Day Parade? Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah. You know, I'll glimpse it sometimes. Last year we glimpsed it here locally because we knew that Jonesboro High School's band was going to be on it.
That's right.
If there's somebody that you know is going to be on there, you kind of want to watch to see them, either someone performing or making an appearance or something like that. But I think it's supposed to be kind of windy up there. They may not be able to get those balloons up.
You went and said that that's going to be a sight. That's worth watching right there.
Well, I know. Well,
you don't ever know
but
what's going
to
happen.
They try to
they
hold
may
them
not
down.
Have them. They may not even use them. Because I've heard that in the past where it gets a certain wind level. They just, no inflatables today. They just do the other stuff on the ground.
Yep. So, I mean, that's what may be happening today. So some people will tune in to watch and see if the balloons go up. You see that, you know.
Okay. Here's your first nugget. On this day.
On this day.
This will be something that you
on
can.
On this day.
Well, it's because you're going to be watching football.
On this day.
So it was on this day the Falcons made their first draft pick. Today was the day the Atlanta Falcons, you know the year we talk about this, them and the Saints came in the same year. I wonder who picked first, though, between the
Saints
two.
The year after.
Saints the year
Good
after?
Good morning!
When it comes to the Saints and Falcons, she will kick and keep you straight. So, Noel, thank you. I know you're busy. We can't wait. And by the way, there is a Noel's World coming up this morning at 7:40.
Oh, yeah, man.
We ain't had one in a minute.
Yeah, we can't wait for that.
Do you remember since you chimed in and gave the year who their first pick was? The Saints?
No. Why would I remember that?
Well, you remember what year they came in.
I mean, that's only because they only exist because we're here. They're a little brother.
Okay.
And officially, because, you know, we just took the lead in the rivalry.
Yeah, we did.
You know?
Yeah.
Look at that big old
smile.
She got teeth and dimples
she
showing.
She is happy about that.
All right. So who were most of the Falcon fans know this, but for those who are listening on this Thanksgiving morning, the Falcons' first ever draft pick was?
Tommy Novus.
There you go.
Yep. Mr. Falcon.
Mr. Falcon,
who is not
in this the Hall
is this
of fame.
Is yeah, that's that little that blind spot,
and
right?
That's something we hope will be corrected.
How many Falcons got in the Hall of Fame? How many Hall of Famers are from the Falcons?
That is hard to remember because you got some guys who just played a little bit of time.
Here. Right.
You count Eric Dickerson in that?
No.
I do because that's one of my favorite running backs.
Hey, Edie.
She
does.
That's the
How
thing.
Long was he here for?
Like 2 seconds.
Exactly.
Hey, Edie.
But I'm just
Chris
saying.
Chris Domanin?
Yeah.
Okay, so I count him.
But I'm just – well, he didn't play that long. He played mostly with the Vikings.
I know. But,
I'm just
– Like doing a Noel. I get what you're saying.
That's just it. When it comes to the NFL, guys, you know, really don't go in as a member of a team.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't.
You just claim them as a fan, and then, you know, you move on. Yeah.
So who claims Deion? We claim Deion.
Of course.
He bounced around. I don't care what he did with San Francisco and Dallas.
Yeah, we claim him. This is the home of 21st and Prime.
And he told everybody that this is his house.
Yeah, that's period. So
yeah, but he won his ring somewhere else.
That don't matter.
And that's why a bunch of people get to claim Deion Sanders.
Right. I'm going
to
tell you what. There's going to be a big fight between L.A. and Detroit claiming Matthew Stafford.
Ooh.
You know? And the funny thing is, don't nobody ever talk about his college career, which is right up the street.
I know, right?
And throwing to a Georgia Tech dude.
Crazy.
Well, that's just it. And with the Georgia Tech guys, what almost guarantees him going to the Hall of Fame.
Hmm.
Because who was throwing the ball to him, right? So, I mean, that gets him in even before he got out to L.A. Think about that.
That's pretty good, Sam.
That your brain.
I mean, that was already a good argument. That's sure. I know he didn't win the big one, but argument. But now he doesn't eat it. So
yeah.
No, you know. But the fact that they're debating whether or not he has to win one more Super Bowl to get into the Hall of Fame.
No, man.
This dude is
that's
in.
That's insane. No.
Just stop it.
You know, he's a front runner for the MVP this year, so he needs that to get into the Hall of Fame.
No, he don't. No.
Unless you want to put him, you know, drive him in. if he gets an MVP, y'all got to take him in a limo. Other than that, he's already in.
Yep.
And by the way, you look at his career a whole lot differently, and you put him above that other dude that's playing in Pittsburgh. which you didn't do a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But now, I'm telling you what, given his body of work, because Aaron Rodgers ain't been, he ain't got the chip, what was that, 2010?
Yeah.
And that was my, that was what you call his team as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
So,
just keep living,
people
folks.
Are Matthew Stafford is stepping over people as far as how he should be discussed in the future. And it was one of those that snuck up on you.
Just keep living, folks. You never know. You never know what's going to turn up.
Absolutely.
All right. We're looking forward to starting this conversation, this next segment. Gainesville Athletic Director Adam Lindsay will be joining us. And he's going to be joining us promptly because practice starts at 6:30.
Absolutely.
So we got to get him on here. Sam and Greg, in for the morning shift. Happy Thanksgiving. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You looking forward to that Michael movie?
Yep.
Seeing his little nephew there playing him?
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
It looks like it's going to be pretty good. There's some parts where it's scary, and then there's parts where you can tell it's not him. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Thanksgiving morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of it.
And happy, of course, Thanksgiving.
Well, that's what I just said. I left the happy part out.
Yeah, but I want people to be happy. It's Thanksgiving.
We want everybody always to be happy.
Very much.
We want them that on St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
Which, if they're not, they eventually end up
being
happy.
Eventually, they'll get their happy.
Listen, man, I'm going to actually let you do the introductions here. I'm looking forward to getting more on this story. This has been something that folks locally here have been hearing about, and this situation that happened last week. And so let's start gathering information. And who better to do that from than the AD?
Right.
at Gainesville, man. Let's bring – and by the way, for the last few minutes – and I've never heard this before. My partner's been making elephant sounds. He's been trying to make the red elephant sound. I don't know why, but it's kind of creepy.
No, man.
Yeah,
no,
man. Because you don't sound like no elephant. it's creepy. So go ahead. You talk to Adam and let me.
We do. First of all, good morning. Good morning. And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, man. Happy Thanksgiving, Adam.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, this is Adam Lindsay. This is the athletic director of Gainesville High School, and much has been made about the football program, about an incident last Friday, and then a lot of legal things that took place, and now we have a football game that's not going to be played. But this is Thanksgiving week, and only a select few teams get to practice during Thanksgiving week and get to practice on Thanksgiving Day. And tell me about it. You guys have a tradition at Gainesville, and this morning you're going to observe your tradition, right?
Absolutely. We are always a morning program. We practice in the morning, you know, all year long. But for us, being able to get up on Thanksgiving morning is obviously a little bit special because you earned the right to have that practice on Thanksgiving morning. So it's awesome feeling here this morning. I guess it's awesome, but obviously mixed. I mean, I was just standing out in the lobby and our kids are filing in. They'll go in and have a team meeting, then go in the weight room, have a lift, and then they'll finish up with a walkthrough out on the practice field this morning. So what an honor it is to have earned the right to practice on Thanksgiving Day. Just wish that the circumstances were a little bit better right now.
Adam, take a second and talk about your team. Talk about this, the makeup of this team, the character of these kids, and how you feel about them today.
Well, it's funny you ask about the character of our kids. I was telling my wife last Friday night when we were down in Brunswick. Typically, when you make a trip, that's, 6 hours away and you got to spend the night in a hotel room, you're taking charter buses, you're driving all over the place, getting meals, and you're just completely out of your routine. You as an athletic director, will sometimes worry about how your kids are going to handle those kind of trips. You have to put special precautions in line whenever you're staying in hotels and just making sure kids are doing things the right way, acting the right way, making good decisions. And I told my wife, I said, for the first time ever, this team is so connected, so united. Their decisions are just in the right place. Their mind is right. I, for the first time as an athletic director, did not worry about anything because I knew these kids are great kids. They're great character. They're locked in on what the mission was. It's one of the greatest things about this team right now is that they're so connected with each other. And they're all just, pushing the boat in the right direction.
Yeah, spending time on Hotline on this Thanksgiving morning with Adam Lindsay. He's the athletic director at Gainesville High School. Of course, the Red Elephants are due to play Langston Hughes at some point. We're going to get into that in just a minute. And they are social. If you want to follow them, they're at @RedElephant_FB, @RedElephant_FB. If you want to keep up with all things going on as far as Gainesville football. You talked about that trip. Where were you last Friday night? Where did you watch the game from?
I was on the sideline. I've missed one football game in 15 years being an athletic director, and that was only because my daughter was playing in her college volleyball conference tournament. I was right there on the sideline. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Yeah. And thoughts about what you were seeing, because I think a lot of people said, didn't people see this coming? Didn't people see the, and things can get chippy. And what could have been done to alleviate? Is there anything the officials could have done? Is there anything the assistant coaches could have done? Because for people who don't know, there is a box on the sideline that the team and the coaches are supposed to stay on. There's this fictional character we love to talk about called the get back coach. I mean, and we always say every school has one. And some schools do actually have a semi-retired coach or somebody who's always reminding players, stay behind the line, stay behind, stay behind the line. I think if there's any question that I might have, it would be about that. And I think across the state, people will become more conscious of that because of what you guys are going through.
Sure. So, obviously, we have many coaches that are responsible for doing that. But for us, it started, the week before the game, as the coaches were watching film, they noticed exactly, how Brunswick kind of handled themselves. Mm-hmm. Pushing, shoving, punching, running their mouth after plays, all that kind of stuff. And that conversation started way early last week. I was at halftime with the team, and I heard coach tell them, "Hey, pay attention. These guys are getting chippy. We've got to use our heads." Turn around, walk away, put your hands up, don't get involved. We have more to lose than they do. All those conversations were happening. But at the end of the day, when you see your brother, and we preach brotherhood around here, we preach family. And as I talk about how connected these kids are, when you're sitting there watching from across the field, your brother stand there, get his helmet ripped off, get punched. Another one gets his helmet ripped off and gets punched. And then a 285-pound, 6'8 lineman comes running 40 yards and spears your brother. And all those guys are doing is standing there with their hands up, I just don't even know what you're supposed to do, because at the end of the day, nobody's protecting them. And they're, and according to the GHSA, they're not allowed to protect themselves. They're not allowed to defend themselves. And there was an official right there. You asked about the officials. That's kind of one of my biggest concerns, is the official. And I would never ask an official to break up a fight, but I would ask them to be proactive to prevent one. It is my opinion that if the official, whenever that first kid grabbed his helmet and ripped it off, the official had stepped between them, I think we're done and you and I aren't talking this morning. Or if that had happened after the second one, or, you know, but it, when you watch the video, which is very clear, the official throws a flag and starts backing away. Well, that to me is allowing some of those things to happen that that proactive officiating could have prevented. I'll go back to even further in the game, that player that that speared our player, he was throwing punches all night long. There was one instance where we returned a interception for a touchdown, and when you watch the film, that player is standing in an end zone, throws three punches at one of our players while our player has their hands up. And so when you talk about character of our kids and you talk about the what we could have done, I don't know what else we could have done, because at the end of the day, I think our players handled that absolutely as best they could. They had their hands up, backing away, and you know, at some point you get backed up against the wall, you have to be able to defend yourself. And would we have loved all of our kids to stay on the sideline? Yes. Do we have a fight plan? Yes. But at the end of the day, we have 80 kids on the sideline and 10 coaches. You can do the math. We can't stop all of them, you know. And our kids love each other. And we expect them to protect each other.
Ooh, boy, this is Thanksgiving morning. This energy.
And we're getting ready to go out and practice,
and he's
right?
Getting ready to go out. He won't run through a wall. Listen to this. This is the Gainesville Athletic Director, Adam Lindsay, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Well, if I were listening to you closely, we can hear how you feel about the governing body of high school sports right now. But my question is this. Instead of going backwards, moving forward, you know there's going to be a game against these guys.
Yeah.
In the discussions, has there been new protocols been introduced? So safety, the right people get involved that are supposed to, whatever it is, have those discussions started? And what changes would you like to see, or additions to future matchups?
Well, you know, I think first and foremost, whenever, you know, in our appeal, what we asked was, can we please, like, we understand the rule. Okay, and support the rule when it is enforced with common sense. I think at some point somebody has to sit down, watch the film, and say, okay, what did this kid do? Did him stepping on the field have any effect on anything? Did that kid step on the field and grab somebody and pull him off the field? Did that kid step on the field and just stand there and watch? Did that kid, was he an aggressor? And I think those are three different things that happened, last Friday night. And I think they have to be addressed individually, as opposed to just saying, well, you stepped on the field, you're ejected, which I want to remind everybody is not a rule. In the GHSA Constitution, it does not say if you step on the field, you are ejected. It says if you step on the field, your school will receive a fine. The GHSA goes back and determines, you know, what penalties would go along with that. And that's been kind of our argument from the very beginning. I think that you have to look at the situation and say, hey, this was not provoked by Gainesville. This was not caused by Gainesville. So we maybe shouldn't penalize them as much as Brunswick was getting penalized. And I have to point out, I give all the credit in the world to the Brunswick administration, the Glenn County athletic director. They have been awesome. They have accepted, they have come out and said, we take full responsibility, we take full accountability. This was caused by our players, and they have been supportive of us, saying that there should be no penalties levied against Gainesville. And I will always argue, if you've got the other school saying that we are not at fault, why are you holding us at fault? It's madness at this point. But I do think at the end of the day, you have to have a common sense approach to things, and rules are never black and white. You know, even when it comes to what we've kind of likened it to is, you know, we're all administrators. We all deal with things in the building.
Right.
You know, if a kid is bullying a kid and provoking a kid and, you know, walks up to him and starts beating him up, we would never expect that kid to sit there and just take it. I mean, how would you feel if that was your son or your brother or, you know, your daughter or your sister? You know, we naturally go to protect those that we love. Yeah. And that's exactly what happened. We none of us would ever expect anybody to sit there and watch somebody get pummeled and do nothing about it.
So
I just think in the end of the day, there just has to be some common sense. And the stance from the GHSA is solely of you stepped on the field, we're going to eject you. Again, remind you, that is not an actual rule.
One more thing before we let you go, because we're up against the clock here. I know Coach Niblett's going to tweet the whistle here, and you guys got to go out and get busy in a minute. But right now, the game is postponed. We don't know when it's going to happen because GHSA has shut the game down for time being. They're going to have to come back and appeal and try to work something out to get this game played. You know, right now, all players are back reinstated. Is there a number, is there a figure that they could work with that will allow this game to go forward for, as far as you guys are concerned? Is it all or nothing?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, we offered from the very beginning, hey, let's come in and sit down and let's watch the film together and have a conversation about it. And we offered that from the very beginning, and they were adamant, no, that's not necessary. I mean, that's what I'd like to do, because I think at the end of the day, we could sit down and get this figured out. But, you know, their stance now, and again, surprised that, you know, when I got the email at 6 o'clock last night saying they had postponed the game, never in a million years would I thought that would have happened. You know, just wasn't expecting that. And, you know, now they've gone from affecting us to now they're affecting Langston Hughes and very possibly affecting, you know, the schedule for the rest of the playoffs. Because I don't know when they're gonna get an appeals meeting. I don't think they do either. So it's just put a lot in limbo that was just absolutely unnecessary.
Yeah, fantastic. We'd rather have things settle on the field rather than dealing with judges and lawyers and courtrooms.
It seems like a kind of a open and shut case there, especially if the other side said, "Yeah, we did it. My fault."
Yeah, and they're ineligible for postseason next year.
Brunswick is ineligible
for postseason next year.
Yeah. Well, and that's part of our argument is, you know, Brunswick got handed down, you know, very similar, you know, penalties we did, but they're suspended. Those kids are suspended for the first game of the season next year. If that's what we had to do, yes, sign me up right now. We'll go be suspended for the first game of next year, but the penalty of us or them being suspended for the first game of next year and us being suspended for the quarterfinals of the state playoffs, vastly different penalties. I would argue that we're getting a more similar penalty than they are, even though they're banned from the playoffs for next year. I mean, those are just not equitable in our opinion.
All right.
I believe the phrase is to be continued.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, meanwhile, enjoy.
You're not wrong.
Meanwhile, enjoy practice today.
Yes.
And have a happy Thanksgiving as possible. While you're getting this
done.
Yeah,
don't let this spoil the turkey and the mac and cheese.
And we thank you for spending some time with us this morning.
Absolutely.
Look forward to seeing you guys on the field. We're gonna play this game at some point, so we're looking forward to it.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day.
Absolutely.
Right. That is Adam Lindsay, the athletic director for Gainesville,
right? This is going to be I'm looking forward to seeing how this plays out. And for the other side, stay tuned.
Well, yeah. Well, but for them, you know, they're like just sitting and kind of hanging out like, okay, what are we going to do? Are we playing or not?
Right.
You know what I mean? But it's the same thing. You're preparing for something and you're not knowing when it's going to come.
Right. And as we mentioned earlier, coming up at 8 o'clock straight up, Langston Hughes is head coach.
Yeah.
He'll be joining us. And Drinko Hines.
Yeah.
Let me make sure I say his name
with Coach,
right there.
And he'll be on his way because they are practicing today, too. Even though there's no game Friday night, both teams are practicing this
morning. It's been a fun Thanksgiving morning so far. It's Sam and Greg. We're in for the morning shift. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bring us back.
You know, folks, you're not seeing this picture we're seeing in the studio. By the way, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. It's Sammy Greg here for the morning shift.
Yeah.
A happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
He could say it. He's enjoying a morning treat here.
And got him.
Greg will be with us momentarily. You got something to wash that down with over there?
No, and I had to take my teeth out to bite on them.
Oh, ouch. That's a vision I don't know if people want it.
Actually, I didn't take my teeth out. My liner's out.
There we go. He's enjoying, folks.
They got Aretha. Thanksgiving.
You can tell Greg just reverted to being like about 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you're eating something good, it just makes you start dancing. You know, he just broke out into a dance.
I got some ice cream. You cannot have none. You cannot.
Noel. What, you know.
Where am
I?
I'm sorry. That's my favorite Eddie Murphy joke. I got the eye, and you can't have none. And you can't have none.
Oh, good. That's.
Where you get that old whip? Never mind.
You okay over there?
I'm doing fine, man. It's Thanksgiving morning. The three of us are together. We're in for the morning show.
He is eating this.
And I'm doing the show on top of it.
And he is just overcome with jubilated glee.
And you having some, too.
It's a possibility. I got one. Yeah. I'm waiting on it, though. I'm being patient.
You're still talking about the pastry?
Yeah, the pastry.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
I'll get there.
Over there making elephants.
Oh, my.
NFL.
Yes.
We know what we got with this Falcons team going up to New York.
Yeah, we do.
We're going to have Joe Patrick join us in the 9 o'clock hour.
I hope they don't have snow up there or anything bad. You know, we're an indoor team.
Really? Has that been the problem this year?
No, that didn't be the problem. But, I mean, we are an indoor team. And, you know this week we're going to play outside, and it's due to be a little New Yorkish.
We haven't had a chance to talk about that Saints win and – there are a few things in life that bring a bigger smile to our producer's face than when the Falcons beat the Saints.
Yes.
Especially there.
But that was, you know what? It was an Atlanta takeover on social media. You know, the Atlanta fans went down and just had a great time. First of all, Saturday, they went to see the Hawks win.
That's true.
The Hawks win. And the Hawks, you know, just enjoyed having Atlanta fans with them on the road. I don't know how much of that they get. You know, they may have some fans show up to cheer for Trey or whatnot, but have folks from Atlanta follow, be in town mm-hmm. when they play.
Yeah.
Just so happened the schedule worked out that way. And so you had a lot of people there get tickets. I can imagine those tickets are probably easy to get. The Pelicans are not the biggest draw rate. You know what I mean? So, so they probably tickets were easy to be had, and the place was probably full of Atlanta fans.
Can I stop you for a second? Noel, if you can jump on here, because this will be right in her wheelhouse. Because when you were mentioning the Pelicans, and we know what they are going through and dealing with, it would never happen. But let's just say, for the sake of Thanksgiving Day dinner conversation. Somebody has the same kind of conversation talking about the Hawks. Like, mm-hmm. this could happen at Terrell's house.
Okay.
Right? And they're talking about, well, boy, they're pitiful. And they ain't going to do nothing. They still got Zion. And somebody comes up with a scenario that lands Zion Williams here to run with Trey.
I don't know.
I don't want no parts.
I'm just asking. That's what I wanted
Not
to hear.
Now.
That's what I wanted to hear from
Not now.
Noel. Because you know they're going to try and move him. And who's going to take him?
Well, you first of all. If y'all have never seen, like, fake fan to, like, certain media outlet NBA trades, it's always dump whatever you no longer want on the Hawks and give them some bubble gum and candy canes in return.
And they'll be happy.
Mm-hmm. And this is one of those. Like, oh, Ja Morant's a problem in Memphis? Dump them on the Hawks. They don't want trade. Whoa. Who said that would work? And then they'd be like, oh, yeah, this would be great for Memphis. And Trey will down the ball over here. And he could do this. And he can do that. And I'd be like, but where are the pros for the Hawks? And then it'd be crickets.
Right.
It's just crickets.
Yep.
I don't know why we supposed to be the farm system. But all of that said, I want no parts of Zion Williamson. He can't stay healthy. And so what is that going to do? It's an expensive empty roster spot right now in reality. Like, for a team that's trying to compete and this city wants to compete, no. Mm-mm. I want no parts of Zion Williamson. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. See what I did there?
I think coming out of Duke. I was just about to say,
Zion out of Duke, I want
it. With the busted shoe?
But yeah.
That was a precursor right there. That'll let you know
right there. That kind of was a mess.
That shoe busted right there. But hang on a second. We're going to get to NBA. And also, this was perfect. There was a method behind my madness. I knew if I teed her up, she'd come back with the response she did. And for the audience, that's just a teaser to what you're going to get at 7:40. Because you got Noel's
get
world.
Get ready.
See, so it's not your average idiot you're dealing with here.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing.
Thoughts about the Falcons, though, and people were wondering about how things would go at quarterback.
Right.
And Kirk Cousins went out and just did what you hoped that he would do. You established your run game a little bit more. And just, you know, having the defense play the way it played too was big for this team. So they got the kind of effort they needed to get to break out of the tailspin and finish a game, because they had some games in that 5-game losing streak that they played well. They just didn't finish. And so that's happening. And then, you know, you give a little ray of hope. You see the Bucks lose on Sunday night. And then
Baker Mayfield doesn't have to go under the knife.
And then you see the Panthers lose on Monday. Mm-hmm. And
they got beat.
You know, so that's we still got some football to be played here, right?
Here's the thing, though. And you brought up Kirk Cousins and how he performed in New Orleans. He better get it right even more against New York. Because, see, the reason part of the reason he had the success he did in New Orleans, because there ain't been much tape out on him. We know that. We talk about the backup quarterback all the time, don't we? And they have success initially because there's not a lot of tape on them. You don't know their tendencies, or they can mix them up at least in one game enough to where you're still not sure. Well, they're going to have a whole lot now after two games when they finish this Jets game. And you know who's after the Jets? Seattle.
Okay.
So yeah, one of them playoff teams. Oh, then you got Tampa Bay at Tampa Bay. Then you got out to Arizona. My point is that this dude has got to get it done these next couple games. Kirk Cousins, that is. A, if he's going to show that he needs to stay on this roster or go someplace else. But more importantly, just kind of stay upright. Because that's been the other problem with him. And we don't need to be going looking for another quarterback just to finish this season.
No.
You know?
Not at all.
As you want to trade for Russell Wilson. Which, by the way, leads me to the next thing I wanted to ask you. So are you feeling good, I guess, on a scale of 1 to 10? Falcons going up to MetLife and coming
back
with a win.
I believe so. You talk about a
ball
of confusion up there. Yeah, very much.
Okay.
Very much. Yeah, I feel like we're going to
about a 5 or so, but, you know, I think they can get it done.
Yep.
But brought up Russell Wilson. Well, at least I did. And I want to ask you a question, and I don't know that I've gotten an update from you on this topic. But what I want to ask you is, yes or no, how you feeling about the list of semifinalists for the Hall of Fame that was announced last week? And just some of the names. And now I'm not going to get into the guys at the bottom who were on there for the last couple times. But first-timers, we can agree. Drew Brees, in.
Okay.
Willie Anderson, offensive lineman, played for Cincinnati.
Yep.
96-07.
Lives here in town.
Baltimore.
Lives here in
you
town.
Good with him?
Good guy. Good guy. Great guy.
Lomas Brown.
Okay. Man, that's a big pick, too.
Okay. Larry Fitzgerald.
Ooh, yep.
Okay. Frank Gore. Absolutely.
Okay.
Rodney Harrison, who also lives here.
Yeah.
Is that a yeah for you?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, all these guys can't go in at the same time.
No, man. I know. Torrey Holt.
Yep. I definitely want Torrey.
Okay.
You see, he falls into the same category with Calvin Johnson. I covered his high school.
Luke Kuechly.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the baddest linebackers when he was playing with Carolina.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Philip Rivers.
Impressive list. Philip Rivers will get in. I don't know if he gets in this time, but he will get in.
And Steve Smith. So is he an Eli Manning kind of thing?
Everybody can talk about, no, but he ain't been in no Super Bowl.
No, okay. Meaning that, well, the flip side of that. Maybe we should put it more Fran Tarkey.
As Dukes and Bales like to say, look at the numbers.
Yeah, look at the numbers.
Look at the numbers. The numbers get him in. And he ain't sniffed the Super Bowl.
Fred Taylor.
And you mentioned Fran Tarkenton. At least Fran Tarkenton played in the Super Bowl.
I was about to say, Fran was a good pick. Good call.
I was trying to think of somebody who was just full. I always go to Philip Rivers, but we're talking about him now.
That's the guy
who just compiles the numbers.
Compiles the numbers,
but yet,
man.
Not there. See, I can't even say Dan Foss is in there. He was one of those dudes. But anyway, here's my question.
I think did he play in the Super Bowl? I think he played in the Super Bowl.
Dan Foss? I don't think so. Not with San Diego.
I think
the first San Diego one was with Natron Means and Junior Seau and them. Boy, he wasn't on that team.
Okay. That's the one time. That's the only time they've been.
Hines Ward?
Yeah. Okay. I would say, but maybe not this time.
Okay.
Maybe not this time.
So then the conversation that has been going on for the last week or so and people just sort of inventing this because they feel like this is the end of his NFL career. But let's say they were both retired now and both up for the Hall of Fame, and it's between Eli and Russell Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you pick of those two? Just off the top of your head.
I think Eli goes.
See, I was thinking that too initially, but then I started thinking about them first 10 years of Russ.
Yeah.
And Eli got two, and Russ should have two if Pete Carroll didn't get cute and want to make him the MVP of the game. And
when it comes down to something like that, where did he play? And I think that's the other thing that pulls
where did Russ play?
No, where did Eli play? He played in New York.
Right.
Okay.
He did what he did as they say, about five games.
Okay. But
everything else was
in New York.
I agree with you. I agree with you, but still. And the name on the back of the jersey helps, too.
We got to get the break.
Oh, sorry.
But Greg's hit the nail on the head of why I've never been a Russell Wilson fan. Any other quarterback takes the criticism for that interception, but not Russell Wilson.
Nope.
No, it goes all on Pete Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
It must be great to be Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Sam and Greg, that says it all. Sports Radio.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.